The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Computer, okay. Great. Ah, so hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's just such a delight to be with you, to be sharing the space together. And I'm delighted today is in many countries celebrated as Christmas Day. And of course, in Australia, as Marie Christine is joining us and others who would be joining us, it's already the 26th. So, and also for many countries, it's honored, but it's not celebrated. I was born in Tehran, Iran. Where again, it's acknowledged, Christmas is acknowledged, but not celebrated, of course, as big as here. So the theme I wanted to invite us to explore for Happy Hour today is the theme of reaching out to others is an act of metta. And I'm not meaning just reaching out to support them, to give them, but just reaching out to touch someone, reaching out even for support, reaching out and sharing of yourself, reaching out and telling people. It's an act of metta. It's an act of sharing, connecting with others. It's letting other people in. And it could be a matter of reaching out and saying, hey, I need support. I need help. I want to reach out to you and talk to you. I feel alone today. That too is an act of metta, not just metta to yourself, but also metta to the other person, because you allow them to be there for you. You are reaching out, allowing, you're opening this channel, you're revealing of yourself, you're being vulnerable, or say, just as I shared with you earlier, that I wasn't going to say it, but hey, yeah, it's true, it's my birthday. Oh, there's a sense of vulnerability perhaps in that. And then, oh, all the good wishes and greetings come. So it's a sense of, oh, yes, just as there is this sense of delight, there's a sense of gratitude of reaching out. No, appreciating that there is this, allowing this this reciprocity of metta and care to come back to you, to come back towards you. So without making it too complicated, as I will lead us in an exploration tonight, is really acknowledging that opening our hearts, opening the channel, and it might be reaching out to someone, asking for support, reaching out, sharing something about ourselves, a matter of honor, asking for help, vulnerability, etc., is actually opening up the channel of metta, opening this reciprocity. Otherwise, it's blocked. There is no coming and going that can happen. And our lives get enriched and the other people's lives get enriched because, oh, they've been able to be there for us and they've been able to support, to give, to connect. And connection with care is an expression of metta. So I hope that this simple concept makes sense as I'm explaining it. Basically opening up. It's not just you giving metta, but opening yourself up to receiving care. And that actually is something that we usually don't consider when we practice this practice, when we cultivate loving kindness. It's not just for us to share and give, but for us to realize our common humanity, realize our vulnerability, realizing whatever it is about, that yes, we have so much to give and we can also receive. So we pause for a moment and think if there's anything else conceptually I want to say before we just dive into exploring this together. Yeah, let's just explore it together. How about that? Let's just do it. So I'd like to invite you all to get into your meditation posture. Whether needing to shift, move, lie down, or sit straighter. And landing. Landing in your body. Landing with the breath. And letting go of the thoughts, and we'll use the metaphor used last night, yesterday, as thoughts come up, seeing them, holding them as if they're ornaments, as if they're ornaments, Christmas tree ornaments, looking at them, examining them. Appreciating them and not holding them, hanging them on the tree so they have a nice place to be in the corner of the room, not taking over the whole space of the mind. So they're honored, appreciated. And don't have to be held. Your arms are coming full. You can hang them there and just being, sitting silently, enjoying, breathing. Putting aside all these ornaments of the mind, all these thoughts, hanging them on the Christmas tree. Just letting yourself sit, landing in the body, breathing, resting. Taking delight in the simplicity of just this breath in this moment. The whole world that is just sitting and receiving the breath. Again, if more ornaments of the mind, shiny objects, these thoughts come up, thanking them, observing them, and hanging them on the tree. Coming back to the body, to the breath, receiving this preciousness of the moment, this moment's presence, shiniest of all, in its simplicity and beauty. The entire in-breath, the entire out-breath received in the abdomen. Feeling, letting yourself feel your feet connected to the earth. Your sit bones on the cushion. Your hands on your lap or each other. Receiving each breath in the body, sensations of it, as if it's a present, a new present in this moment, as if you're unwrapping a present. You have no idea what's in it. Oh, it's a new breath. what would it be like to approach, to receive each breath as a present you're unwrapping? How does that shift your attitude to the present moment? Don't know exactly what this breath is going to be like. Oh, it's wrapped with ribbons. Look, it's a shallow breath. Look, it's a long breath. With interest, curiosity, delight. As if you've never breathed before, this is the first one. And now, another first one. Hang in there with the breath, sense of it being a present here opening. You can transform your practice. You know how to do this. Opening the present of each glorious breath, feeling, sensing it in this moment. With the gloriousness of your awareness in this moment. Expansive, receptive, spacious. This moment is a gift. Unwrapping it with awareness. With curiosity, with awe, with surprise. This moment, it's new, slightly different from the previous moment. Has never been experienced in this way ever. And never will be again. Unique. Now I would like to invite you, if you wish, as you stay embodied, feeling the breath in the body, feeling the breath in the abdomen, the chest, and the heart center, the whole body. Imagining that you reach out to few people who are important to you, from your present to your past. You reach out to them and you invite them. Invite them to a party for you. You reach out, opening the channel. Basically, the reaching out is, hey, I care about you. You're important to me. That's an expression of metta. And bring a few people to mind that you're reaching out to. And this imaginary gathering, staying with each being that you're inviting in your mind, in your heart, connecting with your heart that you care about this person. They're important to you. They've been important to you. The reaching out, the invitation is an act of care, metta, goodwill from you. Opening the channel, the flow. Coming out with a few people. Staying with each for a few seconds, appreciating them as you're inviting them, as if in your heart you're writing an invitation to them. I would like your presence. Will you please come? I appreciate you. I care about you. You're important to me. Reaching out. And seeing how they feel touched and appreciated that you reached out to them, inviting them, appreciating them. You reached out to them to support you, to show up for you. And how that enlivens something in your heart, your connection with this being. How you appreciate them and how they appreciate you. Appreciating the connection you've had. Take your time to assemble your your invitation list, connecting with each person in your heart, feeling them appreciating, being invited, called on in this way. And now, if you wish, imagining that they all show up for you. They're all present. You've invited them, they've come. You reached out and they reached back to you. They're gazing at you. And you can either imagine them physically in a circle all around you, or given that this is 2020, you can imagine it's a virtual gathering. They're all showed up on Zoom, present for you, gazing at you, their face on the screen, looking at you, all these beings you invited. Experiment with either, see which one works better for you. Just feeling yourself held, supported, cared for, receiving metta. Let yourself feel receiving the care in front of you or all around you. People who care about you, who've been part of your life, they showed up for you as you've showed up for them at different times, in different ways. You're either feeling the metta collectively or highlighting each person, one person at a time, or one group at a time, and feeling the exchange of metta between you. Your care for them, their care for you. Breathing, keeping the images, the felt sense. And appreciating that this giving and receiving of goodwill and metta in this version of it became possible because you reached out. You reached out. You connected. You opened your heart by acknowledging the other person and your dependence, your care for them. And how important they are to you, expressing that, which is an aspect of vulnerability. You're important to me. I care for you. Please come. It matters to me. See that how that reaching out and expressing your needs is an act of metta, expressing your heart's wish to connect. An act of metta to others, to allow them to care, and an act of metta to yourself. Seeing this invisible thread, maybe in your image, is a golden thread of connection between all your hearts. You're connected in this web of humanity. Appreciating the beauty and the grace of this interconnection and how you can act on it to increase your goodwill, to brighten the light shining of your goodwill. And those of others, you can take the first step. May all of our steps together, collectively, to open our hearts, to reach out and care and metta for ourselves, for others, to make connection, increase goodwill, care, love, in our interconnected world, and serve all of humanity with more love, care, ease, and awakening. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So I'll change the settings. If you like to share, you can either raise your hand. Or you can type in chat in your reflections that you like to share about this realization, this way of practicing, how reaching out is an expression of metta, is opening our heart and allowing others to reach back out and be for us. It's a very interesting realization in metta, in daily life, in real world. So I would love to hear from you, if you wish. What did you realize? What came up for you? And again, first I'd like to invite folks who usually don't share, who hold back. All right, now I'm going to open it to everyone. Whoever would like to share reflections, please. Would love to hear your wisdom, your opinion, your reflections, your thoughts are important. Marie Christine says, does reaching out give the other person the opportunity to increase their merit points? I think that's one way to think about it also. It's an interesting way to think about that in that perspective. And I think maybe perhaps it's a way of seeing it as a cultivation, right? I appreciate that. So it's basically reaching out, inviting them. It's creating an opportunity for them to cultivate. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Marie-Christine. Erica says, I appreciated the visual of the gold thread connecting all. That's lovely. Yeah, thank you. And I see Diana, please.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I had such difficulty when it came to imagining. I was moving along and just really relaxed and everything. But the image of imagining my party and the people, because I had there was an incident today. I was about to attend a small Christmas party, and it turned ugly in terms of, someone canceled at the last minute, and there'd been a habit of this, and it caused such ill will all day, people going back and forth and like this. So that's why I was so happy to come tonight. And so finally, I just stayed with the breathing, because I was blocked. I couldn't find anyone to invite at this moment, my dear people. And so what happened was, after a while, it seemed to me, well, invite some other people. Didn't have to be them. And so I reached around. It doesn't have to be. So I found a person from the past. And since I was in this mode, so I was very grateful for this time. You said take your time, and it can be this person or that person. So I got unstuck and managed to put together a really nice group of people, and got through the metaphor and everything, and it was much better. So I think we can do that with a lot of things, but I had such a fix that.
Great, Diana, thank you so much for sharing, because what you shared is such a fantastic example of how our minds, and it's not personal about you, it's how our minds get fixated on what's hard, like, right? And then what I love in how you shared is then you thought, okay, how can I work with this? Oh, I'll just invite other people, like there are plenty of people in my past. From what I gather, it was a healing experience. It was just so healing to be in your mind with your heart with this group of people whom you invited, and they showed up, and it was healing, and there was metta, and especially what had happened earlier today. And this might actually have been a nice healing experience. So thank you for sharing how creativity, working with that, not staying stuck in a way, but like finding ways around it. Yay! Terrific. Thank you, Diana. That is just lovely. Yeah. And Claire, I see your hand is up, please. Oops. I lost Claire.
Sorry. I had a really quickly an experience today that I just wanted to share, because it was such a great example of how giving metta can come back in the sense of helping one feel wonderful. It was very spontaneous. I live in an apartment building where there are only two apartments on a floor. And as I was doing something that involved opening my front door, I happened to notice that my neighbors, who were relatively new in the building and much younger than me, were coming in on Christmas Day with all their luggage. And I thought, gee, that's a little strange. So I actually had a gift for them. So I said, oh, quickly, here, I'm delighted you're here. This was for you. I had meant to give it to them before they left. They had been away. So the husband was going in. He took the package. He said, yes, he said, you know, we just lost all our power upstate. And they had their whole Christmas was ruined because it was freezing cold and they have two young children. And so I actually just spontaneously said, well, do you have any food? It was as though I were living in the country.
Aww.
You know, I was would have been very happy. We hadn't had our dinner yet. I would have been glad to have them over. You know, we had a big roast. I could have had them over for dinner.
But that's sweet.
I really appreciated my reaching out like that.
It's I'm touched as you talk about it, just as simple as reaching out and then hearing the story. And it just, my heart is buoyed hearing that.
So wonderful. It made my day special.
Yeah, exactly. It's that.
It's genuine and spontaneous. I didn't.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love that. That's a great example of reaching out, you know, in this metaphorical example I gave is reaching out and inviting, and here you're reaching out, you're giving a gift, and it creates this connection and you feel better for showing up your humanity. Oh, thanks for sharing that, Claire. That's lovely. That makes me happy hearing it secondhand even. That's lovely. Thank you. And a couple of quick comments here. Let's see. Forrest says, had difficulty connecting with this meditation, though I'm not sure why. Can you say more about what you feel in your heart when you visualize it? It's really a sense of calling, Forrest. I mean, just as Claire was saying, reaching out to another human being is just feel into the reaching out. So that would be kind of the opening, getting into this practice in this way. That's a quick thing I can say. And Eric says, I felt very touched by this meditation. In my party, we held hands and expressed gratitude for being present for each other. Oh, that is so sweet. That's lovely. That makes me very happy. Thank you, Eric. So, dear ones, time is flying. So let's get into our practice groups and small groups tonight and sharing about reaching out. And maybe in small groups, you're reaching out. You're reaching out by sharing your metta, by inviting, by telling people in your group whom you might have just met or met before that you care about them. It's important to you. It's just feeling that thread of connection, of humanity between you. So I'm about to create the rooms. And here we go. I'm going to open them. Okay, everyone. The rooms are closed. We're all back, and we have just about a minute. So I'd like to invite you. Any reflections you like to share, you can either type them in chat. And any reflections from the groups, what that was like. And please, you can raise your hand, type it in chat. I'll stay a couple of extra minutes after we formally close for singing, as Mari Christine is suggesting in chat. So any reflections you want to share about the group? It would be lovely to hear one thing before we go, especially if you haven't spoken yet. Okay. I don't see any takers for reflection. Okay. So tell you what, Catherine says, it's hard to open yourself up when people you've loved in the past broke your trust. Yeah. So it's, I appreciate you bringing that up, Catherine. And I think it is that matter of vulnerability and opening oneself up once again, trusting that, yes, people may not accept your invitation. And some people might break your trust. And I think there's more that can be perhaps lost in not reaching out at all. So yes, hearts can be broken. Absolutely. And maybe they're meant to be broken so that we grow in compassion and care for ourselves and others. So yeah, and thanks for bringing that up, because I think that can be challenging with this practice too. And this is a healing practice, practicing metta for ourselves and others to heal and continue to reach out and trust, even if we know that hearts can be broken. Okay, so tell you what, I'm going to close the session, formally dedicate the merit, and then we can sing if you like to stay and do that. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice, for showing up for yourself and for everyone else, for opening your heart and trusting yourself.